The Tennessee House has approved a measure that would make it easier and possibly lucrative for groups like the National Rifle Association to sue local governments over gun bans. As WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports, supporters hope the proposal will have the effect of toppling some of the few remaining gun-free zones, such as transit stations.
Some local governments have tried to keep guns out of places like public parks and buildings, even as the state legislature has pushed to let gun owners carry in more and more places. Sumner County Republican William Lamberth says shootings, like last year's at the Music City Central Bus Terminal, show it's time for cities to acquiesce and acknowledge gun owners' rights.
It's simply not working to just slap a sign up and expect people to not bring guns into that facility.
Lamberth's measure says local governments would have to set up metal detectors and provide security to keep guns out. If they don't, they could be sued by organizations like the NRA. Those organizations would get triple their attorney's fees if they win. That payoff is what most bugs Knoxville Republican Bill Dunn. He says it's a giveaway to special interests.
Who will have to pay the triple attorney costs? Your constituents.
Dunn says the Tennessee legislature has passed so many gun laws in recent years that it's not clear anymore where they're allowed and where they're not. And soon, using the courts to sort that out could be a lot costlier to taxpayers. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.